Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Living God's Way Sunday edition. I'm your host, Carlton McPeak, and today we're going to be looking at Holy Spirit seals listeners and believers based upon Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. After having told the Ephesians they were God's inheritance, Paul now mentions how they became this inheritance. He says it begins with listening to the message of truth, believing the gospel of salvation, and being sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. Without someone listening to the message of God, there is no basis for putting one's faith in the message of truth. Paul told the Romans, in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, that faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. This is not a religious concept, it is a reality concept. One cannot put their faith in something or someone they have never heard anything about. A person cannot be a believer without first being a listener. After hearing the message of God and acting upon it, then the Holy Spirit of promise will seal them in Christ. This gospel of one's salvation contains things which the listener must do in order to have this salvation. Once they have completed these actions, then the Holy Spirit will place a seal upon those actions. The word seal, in this context, authenticates an action taken by the listener. The seal proves the listener has done what the message of truth commanded. The seal is also the pledge that the promise of God will come to pass. This promise is that those who are believers will be part of the redemption of God's own possession. This possession will be part of the praise of God's glory. Based upon the language of this text, the function of the Holy Spirit is not some miraculous event. It is an action the Holy Spirit is taking and not something the Holy Spirit does upon the listener. This sealing comes after the listener has become a believer. By the use of the words, "you also," Paul is indicating that the Gentiles can now be included as believers. The Gentiles can now be part of God's possession. The Jews are no longer the only ones who are God's possession. This final statement Paul makes as to why God should be praised is very powerful, especially for those who are not Jews by birth. This statement declares that both Jews and Gentiles can be part of God's possession, because listening and believing are part of the requirements and not one's birth. Christians today should be very thankful for this provision in God's plan He designed before the foundation of the world. We should join Paul in praising God for this blessing. We will only be part of God's possession if after we have heard the message, we believe the message, and until our death, we are continuously living God's way. I want to thank you for listening to our program today and hope you have a great day living God's way.